We're doing the Ketur Shana Aruch Mekor Chayim. We've been learning the laws of fill-in prayer, making up a prayer that was missed. Let's say a person missed Ma'ariv, and tomorrow in Shachrit, he is going to be the Chazan. So he's going to end up saying two Shmon Esreis. He's saying the Shmon Esrei of Shachris, and he's saying another one for Chazarat Hashatz. So then he could have in mind that his Chazarat Hashatz should also be Tashlumin for the Arvit that he missed, and also as on behalf of the congregation. And the same thing would hold true. If he missed Shachrit, then he's the Chazan for Mincha. The concept of Tashlumin takes on interesting tones when a person misses Mincha on Friday afternoon, and he's going to have to dam two Ma'arivs of Shabbos to make up for a weekday Mincha. Or he misses Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and he's going to have to daven two Ma'arivs, two weekday Ma'arivs, to make up for the Shabbos Mincha. Let's say a person, by mistake, mentions in his prayers something that's completely irrelevant. He thinks it's Rosh Chodesh, and he says Yalev Yovel. So here there's a machlokas, whether that constitutes a hefsik, whether he has to repeat his Shmon Esrei or not. And let's say a person wanted to fulfill the opinions that say that that nullifies his Shmon Esrei, so he should at least say it with the condition that it should be a nidava, voluntary prayers, so as to also fulfill the opinions that say that he does not have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Let's say a person is going to pray two prayers back to back. He missed Shachrit, so he's davening Mincha twice. So we said it's beneficial to say Ashrei in between the two Shmon Esreis. But if he's not going to do that, he should at least pause the amount of time it would take him to walk four footsteps to refocus between the Shmon Esreis. You shouldn't just finish one and run straight into the other.